Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I want to apologize for a couple of weeks of not posting anything just because, for one, I was processing my emotions concerning that we didn't make it to the Stanley Cup Final. And two, I wanted to start getting myself into off-season mode so that when I start doing these again, I'm thinking about trades and salary cap and all the things that come with getting yourself prepared for the next season. You only have about a three-month window before you know we'll be back. And we'll be back starting the season again and seeing all the things that we have. I read that we only have like a $7.2 million space in the cap, so we're not going to be able to do a whole terrible lot unless we, you know, unload some people and figure stuff out. And I know that Jim Neal's a genius and he'll take care of that kind of stuff. I think I want to talk a little bit about how, you know, I defended Ryan Suter all year. And I hate to be the guy that's finally getting on the, I guess, bandwagon of everybody else feeling like it's time for him to be done. It actually saddens me because here's a guy that I've loved Ryan Suter for his whole career. He may have played most of it in Minnesota, but here's a guy that played the right way. Kind guy, good man, the kind of hockey player that, you know, kids should look up to and aspire to be as a person. But I finally saw it in the playoffs where I could agree that he's just lost a step. And I think it's finally time for him to retire. Maybe we need to buy him out or do something. And once again, I did defend Ryan Suter all season long to the bitter end. And it saddens me that I have to be the guy to finally say it's time. You know, I was listening to Jim Neal's exit interview, and there was quite a few things that I took from that. And the one thing I took from is, you know, Jake Oettinger, this was finally his first real full season of being the number one, that we put all the responsibilities on him. I know he's just going to get better. There's a lot to look forward to, and I'm just going to keep this short and brief this morning just because, like I said, I want to start reading, analyzing, looking at the bigger picture. I don't know if we're going to get to keep Domi or Dononoff at this moment because of cap space. I think the likelihood of the two, Dononoff will stay, and unfortunately, we just won't have the money to keep Domi. And I think Domi is a great player, and I would love for him to stay. And I think he's a huge part of what we could be. But we'll see what the magic hands and the magician that Jim Neal is towards the end of the year here, what he'll be able to do for us. So let's keep our fingers crossed. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and I do hope that we all stay strong, positive, and we all stay solid Dallas Stars fans, that we don't waver, because I believe this team is working hard, and the process is always a big part of the journey, and the solution is coming. And as a Dallas Stars fan, I've watched this for a long time, and I've seen what it was like for them to hoist the cup, and I've seen what it's like for them not to make the playoffs. It's a back-and-forth thing, but I love my Dallas Stars, and I hope that the rest of you do too. Go Stars.